Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I thought the new song was going here. Is it going at 3:30?
Well, we can't do it until the Super Bowl's over.
Okay, all right, fair,
because
fair.
We've been on a good run.
Fair. Yes. Fair. Don't want to change anything there. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I still got my Christmas tree up.
Yeah, so do I.
And so does Odyssey.
Yep.
Well, I know.
We still have two Christmas trees up.
How about that?
Yeah. We have the normal one in the family room, then in the living room, there's a white one. Yep.
Yeah, same one.
Two.
We call it the Eagle Tree.
Yep. Oh, the eagle tree.
Because only eagle ornaments on it.
Oh,
it's all eagles, different ornaments.
The primary one or the secondary one?
The white
tree.
Yes. Yeah.
I said.
Exciting whites.
I said to my wife.
Is there a Cooper? Never mind.
Yeah, Cooper Jean. Cooper Jean.
There might be some of those.
On there?
Yeah.
With numbers on there. No, these are, yeah, none of these players. It's just, yeah, these older players.
I said to my wife last weekend, I said, hey, when are we taking this down? She's like, I knew it was coming this weekend. I knew you were going to ask me this weekend. And I just left it alone. She likes it. It looks nice. It's more work to take it down. Whatever.
Oh, man, my lights, I'm the only one with Christmas lights on in the neighborhood.
You still have the Christmas lights out?
Playoff run.
Oh, you can't change it.
Can't take them down.
Can't take it down. And then if they win, you can't take them down because
no,
then they got to win.
Down
oh,
after,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're coming down after the season.
So here is a big question that I have to navigate, and I believe Jack has to navigate, to an even larger degree.
Okay. Oh, now I'm larger degree.
Well, you're a bigger Jalen hater than I am.
Huh.
I mean, by far, but whatever. So he plays well on Sunday. Come out, say he plays well on Sunday. Want to obviously cheer for him to win the Super Bowl. But a lot of the diehard Jalen people, they respond by saying, nah, you got to stay on that side. Yes, stay on that side. You didn't believe in him up until here, so stay on that side.
Mm.
So my question to you, Ike, is what is the proper way for somebody who has doubted that they could win a Super Bowl with Jalen as quarterback and has voiced those concerns?
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to stay on that side? Or are we supposed to come to the other side? Or like, what is the right way to handle this?
Well, for me...
Yes.
You're supposed to come over to the other side.
You're a welcoming individual.
Yeah, I am. And listen, I'm not acting like I was on the Jalen Hurts train from day one.
You were not.
I wasn't. Yep. He won me over after 2022.
Yep.
I thought he was the best player in the league that year. Still should have won MVP. I said, I'm with the kid from here on out. And I've been with him since then. But he won me over.
Right.
So I waited until he actually won me over. So I don't see why it'd be wrong for you guys now. You guys need a little bit more. This is the second Super Bowl he's gone to.
Right.
Yeah,
and he's done way less this time.
It's the second Super Bowl he's gone to. And if he wins, you're going to enjoy the parade. You're going to enjoy everything. How do you not enjoy him?
If he wins Super Bowl, cheering for him to play great.
No, I understand
great.
That, but I mean, yeah. Would you be able to enjoy being a supporter of his, or are you just happy the team won the Super Bowl and you're still skeptical of him?
I'm still going to be skeptical.
Okay,
and,
well, at least you're being honest.
Yeah, and also honest. We all have our favorite players, not favorite players.
Yeah.
He's not going to be my favorite
Eagle.
He's
not your favorite Eagle. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but that's always, no matter what team you like, you have the players you really love, the players that you don't. Like, but the thing that I have changed on is I have grown to give more credit to the things that I didn't say were as important.
Right.
So the I have mentioned a bunch of times, I don't think he's affected by pressure. I do think he's tough. I do trust him in clutch situations.
Okay.
It won't And it will, I think the team will prove that they can, that you can win a Super Bowl with him playing the way that he played. Right. It won't change my evaluation of where I think he lies and right. his total skill.
You're not going to become a Jalen truther.
No.
Yeah, I feel you.
I still think now he'll in my rankings, I've always said somewhere in that group, that 8 to 15 thing, he would be in the higher end of that for me now.
Yeah, but like 5.
No. He would not be
like
five. He would not be five.
Elite status.
He would not be five.
Elite status.
No, not elite. Not elite. I would not. There's nothing he could do in a week and a half for me to say that he's an elite quarterback.
Win the Super Bowl MVP?
But doesn't make him elite. Nick Foles is not elite quarterback.
Oh,
Joe Flacco.
God.
Yeah, not elite quarterback.
To me,
here's what an elite quarterback is to me.
This, hold on.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
An elite
quarterback. I need time to recover.
An elite quarterback to me is the center of what you do on offense.
Okay.
Everything is based around him. And I think elite is a very specific word. And their offense is not based around what he does. So now he could play different next year and I could put him in that category if the offense were different and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But to me, the elite thing is for players. I see four mm-hmm. currently in the NFL. I would put him there.
Four?
Maybe three. Four. Yeah, four. I think there's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar.
Okay. All right. That's why I love you. I'm baffled right now. I'm betwixt and buffled and befuddled and everything else, man. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
How are those guys?
Mm-hmm.
If he wins the Super Bowl ahead of him.
Yep.
Like he would have gone to two Super Bowls.
Yep.
Two of those four guys haven't even played in the Super Bowl, let alone won one. They haven't even played in one.
Yep. Now, Allen, I think Allen has the highest quarterback rating in NFL playoff history.
Okay.
So I think Allen has been failed by his defense as much. I don't put that on Josh Allen, to be honest. And he loses to Patrick Mahomes.
That's fine. And I understand Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I get that. But they're not unbeatable.
No, they're not. And Burrow beat them.
And exactly. And if Jalen beats them in the Super Bowl, I think that makes it look even worse for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, the three-time MVP winner or two-time. And now Josh Allen's going to be the one-time MVP winner.
Well, the Super Bowl's not an arrowhead.
That's true.
You know, so I guess.
Oh, you're saying because he beat. Yeah, I'd say
I guess.
Hold on, he went to Buffalo too.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. I guess to me, the elite thing is reserved for, we have this guy, we're going to build everything around what he can do.
All right.
And that's that I've reserved elite. Right. But would obviously increase in my rankings, would think a lot more of him, but elite, absolutely not.
So, you're going to jump in here. You want to jump in the hot water too?
Oh, well, I'm obviously with Spike. But, and I'm actually way more comfortable being on this side. I think people would rather be on this side. And this is actually a question for you, Ike, because you've compared him to Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
So during that era, was Aikman ever was he viewed in Favre, Marino,
I think
Steve Young, Elway, or is he always?
Not as a passer.
Right.
In that time, he was an elite quarterback. When talking about the elite quarterbacks of the 90s, you don't go without saying Troy Aikman. As a matter of fact, I don't have the list in front of me. I'd be shocked if Troy Aikman wasn't the quarterback of the 90s.
Probably. Right.
So, wins, total wins in the 90s, him and Steve Young are tied at 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Troy Aikman was there. He won the most Super Bowls during the 90s. They weren't necessarily driven by Troy Aikman. I've done my Troy Aikman rants.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I said that's who Jalen should be compared to.
Yes.
Troy Aikman.
I think Aikman.
He's a winner.
Now,
Aikman was a winner.
Aikman did win three Super Bowls.
He did.
So.
A couple MVPs.
Yeah.
I think he won two of those MVPs. No, he won one. He won one, Emmitt won one, and Larry Brown
won one.
Yeah. Neil O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I'm going to wait to get. We're going to get deeper into this.
Oh, I know.
After they win it.
I know. And I'm trying
it's
to
hard
do
for
it.
Me to have that argument right now. I'm just saying, if they win this thing, you better be ready for the next 6 months.
Oh, I'm ready for it. Wherever I go. Dude, we do our show from Chickies on Mondays during the football season, Fridays not during the football season. If you're this is your first time listening. When we did our show on Monday, I think four different people
yes.
showed up before the show
yep.
to yell at me about Jalen Hurts.
They did.
Before the show. So I can only imagine what will happen if they win the Super Bowl. But it's a problem I would
gladly
take that problem. All right. To Andy Reid, 215-592-9494. Does it mean more to you to beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl that he is the other coach? Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What up, Spike and Ike?
What's up, Chuck?
Jackie Fritz, what's going on? Listen, man. Hey, Spike, I wanted to tell you, man. Tell your pop I miss him, too, man. I mean, I meant to tell you that the other day when I seen him. I miss calling him up on Saturdays and
absolutely, you know, I will tell.
On his nerves.
Yep. Right. Yeah, you did a great job of that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, you know, I'm back on board. It's first winning Super Bowl. I'm back on board, baby. I'm back on board. You know what I mean? We you got to get back on board, Spike. You know what I mean? We'll let you on the side. You know what I mean? If we win. You know, you got to get back on board with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I will be on board with him being the quarterback of the Eagles, but it doesn't to me. It doesn't mean that he's in that class of quarterback. There have been plenty of quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl who aren't elite quarterbacks. I mean, certainly not enough.
There's more than enough.
There's enough. Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah, but Spike, you got plenty of quarterbacks out there who ain't never won nothing, like Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Those guys can't be in front of him if he won the Super Bowl. And he's been to two. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. That's a good resume right there. But
that's damn near a Hall of Fame resume, Chuck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he wins the Super Bowl and he's gone to two, especially if he's the MVP. I mean, he still has, a decade left to play if he's healthy?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's 26, right? Yeah, I'm not saying he can retire right now and he's a Hall of Famer. Now you're talking about building a Hall of Fame career.
Well, and he would have the things that there's the other quarterbacks that have played a long time and put up a bunch of numbers but never won it.
Right.
He will have had that first,
yep.
and then he can just stack
he
a bunch
add
of numbers,
the numbers
for
to
10
it.
Years.
Yep, like Russ.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's just what it is. But Andy Reid can kiss my ass, man. And I'm sorry, Ike. You know what I mean? I love you, Ike.
Oh, don't be sorry. It's all right.
We not doing this, man. Like, not this year. That dude, you know, you want him to keep patting us on the head and saying, good job, Philadelphia, but you wasn't good enough to beat me. You know what I mean? He woos you and just stab you right in the heart, man. I don't know about anybody else, right? But about that feeling I felt as a fan, when those guys walking off that field, I want them to have that same feeling when they play Andy Reid. You got to have a certain level of disrespect for people like Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, when you play them. That's why AI was able to cross Mike the way he did. He didn't look at him as a player, you know, and idolized him. Mm-hmm. He looked at him as a player that's trying to stop me from getting to my goal. Let me ask you a question, y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to talk about the legacy of Andy Reid. Andy Reid's legacy, oh, God, he did this. You know, 4 years of, you know, he's going to get three championships in a row. Let's not stop to think about our legacy. What about Howie Roseman's legacy as being one of the prominent GMs in the league that ever come into this game? What about Jeffrey Lurie's legacy to get two rings here? He built great team after great team in the 2000s and only had one ring to so far. What about Nick Sirianni's journey? What about Jalen Hurts' journey? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got it. What about Saquon's journey?
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lane Johnson. We got our own legacy, man, and our own journey to get. And I want those dudes to have that in the back of their mind. Ain't no respect for these dudes, man. And I don't care if Andy on the other side or not, he can get some of these lumps. Simple as that, man.
Yeah.
He don't mind giving it out to us. So I'm telling you right now, you go out there respecting these dudes too much, your ass going to be on the losing side just like he was in 2022.
Well,
you got to go out there with a certain level of disrespect and put us first.
And
well, they didn't lose. They didn't lose in 22 because they respected the Chiefs too much.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
I don't think. I'm just saying. You know, you go out there and you get enamored with the awe of Andy. You know, and we're back here again against Mahomes and all that. You'll lose, man.
Chuck.
You know
what I mean? Nobody's enamored with Mahomes or Andy Reid. I just told you. Listen to me. They just played them 2 years ago. They weren't scared of them. They went to Kansas City last year and beat them. You don't have to worry about that with this team. They're not enamored with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
But I tell you what Andy does, though, man. He gives us the pleasure. I'm talking about us as fans, as a fan base.
We're not playing, Chuck. You can be as mad or as fired up all you want to. You're not going to have any impact on the outcome of the game.
That's what you think. He got a lot of impact on the game. But they don't win that NFC Championship game on Sunday if that crowd not there.
You know what I mean. We want them to win every game. Why don't they win every game?
Well, I'm not saying that. This ain't about – listen, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. Andy Reid is a thing of the past.
Okay.
Championship to win. We got our own legacy to build. So you say, you know, Spike made a question of, you know, does it mean more to beat Andy Reid or anybody else? I don't care who's on that sideline.
Well, you agree with me then.
Huh?
You agree with me.
I don't agree with you.
You just said you don't care who's on the sideline.
You throw too much respect at Andy because you play for him.
Exactly.
Man of this team, I can't stand Andy Reid ass.
I can respect that. I can respect that.
He never won nothing here, and he kept us from winning our ring in 2022.
Are you arguing with yourself?
Yes, a little.
Chuck, are you arguing with yourself? You just agree with me. I agree. I don't care if Andy's over there or not. I want to win the game. You just said it doesn't matter more to you that you're beating Andy Reid. You wouldn't care who's over there. That's the point of the question.
I don't want to hear a whole phone.
Quit telling me what you don't want to hear. This is our show. Don't tell me what you don't want to hear. You don't control this show. We asked you a question, and you answered it. Why are you angry?
Andy Reid can kiss my ass.
Well, okay. You said that already.
And I'm trying to tell you this, right? You can sit there and give him all the pleasantries and throw all the flowers at him all you want. We did that last time, and we lost. Andy Reid is a nobody here now. Simple as that. He ain't never won nothing for us.
Okay. Okay.
He went on to Kansas City and built a legacy team there.
Chuck, okay? Here's the thing. You're getting upset because I'm not mad at Andy Reid like you are. I'm sorry. Sorry. I know the guy. I know the guy's wife sends my wife school supplies for her kids at her school every year. I'm sorry, Chuck. I'm sorry, you're mad. I don't care that you're mad at him. It doesn't bother me that you don't like Andy Reid. You seem like you're mad because I don't like Andy Reid. I mean, because I like Andy Reid. I love him. You got to get over that.
No.
Yeah, you just went on a whole rant and yelling and this and that and the other about pleasantries. Anybody that's listened to this show, I've been on the air for almost 18 years, over 18 years. They know how I feel about Andy Reid. So that shouldn't come to a surprise to you or anybody else. What are you all hot and bothered for right now?
Because the thing about it is this, right? I know your relationship with Andy Reid is personal.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
I don't have a personal relationship.
I didn't ask you to. Chuck. I'm not mad at you because you don't like Andy Reid. I don't care that you don't like Andy Reid. That's fine. You're not the only person who doesn't like Andy Reid or who wants to kick his ass or whatever you're saying. I'm not objecting to that.
All we sit here and do is talking about his legacy, okay? Now, this legacy means nothing to us in Philadelphia.
Who said anything about his legacy?
I don't want to be attached to his legacy. No, why? Because he's a Kansas City Chief, and that's what he's going to be retired at.
Okay.
He's not going to be retired to Philadelphia. Eagle, that's going to be mentioned.
Okay, you know? So then you do want to beat him because he's Andy Reid.
You're damn right.
Okay, well, then make up your mind.
All right, we're back.
Make up your mind.
We're back.
You didn't know where you wanted to be at.
Belichick and Brady. I do want to beat him.
Okay, all right. Then stick with that one then.
All right, Chuck.
But what I'm saying is this. I got a single name, too, for you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Don't cut me off like that, y'all. Like,
you back. Now, listen, you back. Listen. I know how to press the buttons. Listen, you don't scare me with all that yelling. I don't give a damn about none of that. You know me. This is your brother. I'm with you. I'm with you. So I love the passion. I'm good. I'm not offended by it or anything. I'm not offended by it. But I think sometimes in your emotion, we kind of get the message gets crossed. And I don't know exactly where you're coming from or what have you. I think I've been obvious with where I stand at on this. And you're the only person who's called up here with all this spit and venom coming out your mouth.
Because I'm thinking about our legacy. I'm thinking about how
okay.
I'm thinking about Jeffrey Lurie. I want us to be solidified as one of the greatest.
So do I.
We can't do that unless we win rings. And Andy Reid is standing in the way of winning a ring.
Let's go beat him.
Great person.
Let's go,
Beatty. I'll never ever say he wasn't a great. You know what my wife said about Eddie Reed?
Yeah.
She loves him. She loves him.
Yeah.
He gave Michael Vick his second chance. He do a lot of great things. But
yeah.
He's standing in the ring. He's standing in the way of me winning my ring. My ring is a fan.
So you don't care that he's on the other side,
then? Yeah.
Don't do this.
You know what I mean? That's just the bottom line.
All right, go ahead and give us your, solo name. I look. Yeah. Listen, welcome back. Yeah. We haven't had this Chuck in a while. Welcome back.
Yeah, by the way, Chuck, are you an afternoon show guy or not?
I've always been an afternoon show guy, Spike.
No, you left, mm-hmm. and you became a midday show
guy. He's
going
to take the entire listening audience just, to the midday show.
Hold on,
show.
Let's take what we can get. I think he just admitted that he's an afternoon guy.
I've always been an afternoon show guy.
I think we got to take that.
No, no.
What do you want me to say, Spike?
Why don't you say the midday show sucks?
Yeah. No, 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 no. You said...
Come on, man. Why would I do that to those guys?
Yeah, no.
Does she do anything for
us? Here's the thing, Chuck. You said you were going to take all our listeners, bring them to the midday show. I just want you to say that you are
out of network,
an afternoon show guy. That's what I want. Your primary afternoon show.
Well, it didn't work, because I've never tried. That's why. I had to change your heart. You know what I'm saying? I tried to portray the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't going to do that.
All right.
That's why.
All right. So afternoon show guy, Chuck?
I'm going to... Listen, I love the afternoon show.
Afternoon show guy, Chuck?
Listen, come on, Spike. Let me give you my number, my answer, man.
Well, I'm going to let you give you your answer, but afternoon guy... Look... You did an EAGLES right in the middle of our segment.
What was this other day?
Yeah. So,
didn't like it at all.
Yeah, this is what it is. But I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide if you just say that you are primarily number one afternoon show guy.
You putting guys in front of me and all that, man. That got to stop. We got to do something.
Well, because
you
get the afternoon show guy.
Caller has a point.
No, afternoon show guys get priority. If you're an afternoon, you're a foxhole guy, you're an afternoon show guy, you get priority. If you're not, if you're a midday show guy, you don't get priority. That's how it is.
Friday, listen, you guys will be down there Friday, Chickies and Pete's the day before the Super Bowl, 2 days before the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I got some documents I need for you guys to sit there and go over with me.
Okay.
I need to be back up on the top of the list. I don't care if Corey from Columbus called, none of that. Like, I'm made up, paved the way for some of these guys.
Yeah.
And they did before me. You know what I'm saying?
Paved the way. Here we go.
Yeah. we can have some negotiating, but in the end, we need that statement from you.
Negotiating on my end, man. It wouldn't be right if I negotiated on my end. You know what I mean? Now, if somebody go before me, I got to at least be within that hour.
Yeah.
You can't have me on the phone holding for 2 hours.
Well, the reason I do that is because you're not an afternoon show guy.
Come on, man. We got to negotiate some things, man. Come on.
All right.
It would behoove me if I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well,
listen, I was going to say my girl, but I'm going to say Cher. Okay, Cher.
Cher is a good name.
Not expecting Chuck to say Cher.
No, that was not, because he always says Whitney Houston.
And he told me his answer was Whitney. Yeah,
yes,
off the air.
And he switched to Cher.
And I love Whitney Houston. Was she a one-namer, though?
I don't. I think she's actually
Whitney.
No.
We know, but
yes.
I don't know if she was more. It's not like Prince.
Well, see, that's where I have Tiger.
Yeah.
Where Whitney
I see what you're
is.
Saying, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to explain
okay.
with the Tigers
okay.
thing. Is that, yes, you can
Tiger
say
Tiger is more of a one name than Whitney does.
I would agree
but
with
I
you.
See what you're saying, though.
I'd agree with you. And the last thing on the Andy thing is, and I know you've started to buy into this end of it,
mm-hmm.
is that if he wins our third straight over us, the number of stories
about
him starting here
yeah,
and
I can
then doing
that one.
Like, I don't want to be involved
in that. That one I can understand.
Yeah. So if you're new to the show, you haven't heard this yet, that we are the That's official right. Flyers show in Philadelphia. Nobody has the Flyers vigor and coverage like we do. And we do a segment every week called Flyers in 50 with our buddy Broads, and we will prove to you our Flyers legitimacy next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Do you believe in life after love? This is a banger. I'm sorry. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is the first song I remember them using auto-tune as like a specific affect on the voice in the song. They had used auto-tune to fix people's pitch, but actually hear the auto-tune. And now, it's like every SoundCloud rapper or whatever, they all use auto-tune.
But yeah, it's out of control.
Cher was the first one.
It's even ruining country music.
Oh, is it? Are they using it in country, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know they use it in the studio, but they do the thing on the voice where you hear it going up and down.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Used to be a proud country.
Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, of course, we're talking a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles as they're playing in the Super Bowl, but being the official Flyer show in the city does come with a certain responsibility that we do not shirk. So, it's Wednesday at 3:30. We bring our guy Broads on, do a little Flyers in 50, which is where we give him the chance to talk about the Flyers for 50 seconds. Broads, Hunter Brody, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
What up, Broads?
What's up, Ike? What the hell are we doing today? You think we're actually going to talk Flyers? We're about to go to the Super Bowl, dude. Come on. We got to do Birds with Broads, maybe Flying High with Broads. That can play right into my Kush stuff as well.
Wow.
Kush.
Yeah, you know, Broads.
Yeah, I love to sit at home, smoke up, and listen to some Wu-Tang. Oh,
wow. Well, what if I like to smoke and listen to Ike, Spike, and Fred?
Oh, well, that's fine.
That's the preferred way to listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
holy cow.
Like I'm high every time I listen to you guys. Jesus.
Yeah. So we're going to do Birds in 50? Is that what we're going to do?
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
I don't know. But since I make the executive decisions around here throughout 3:30 to 3:34,
yeah.
Why don't you just pretend... I don't know. I'm Elliot. Like, throw some questions at me. How do you feel, bro? It's about the big game coming up. Bro, how great is Jalen Hurts? Bro, it's Nick Sirianni, one hell of a leader, right? I don't know. Ask me a damn question about our football team.
I got a question.
Uh-oh.
Hit me.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I guess I can do it off the fly. Joshua Harris not only loses in the NFC Championship game, how painful is it to lose to the Birds? Yeah, and then you follow it up with a loss to the Fly Guys. They were up 3-0, 1+ periods into the action. Risto picks up a couple of apples. You kidding me? They face off again tonight in Newark. So we'll see how that goes. A little back-to-back with the Islanders Thursday night. Tony D'Angelo gets re-signed into the NHL, so we'll see a former teammate. That'll be interesting. Big question for the Fly Guys. Danny at the deadline. What's the real direction here? We got season ticket prices going up. We got gritty store stuff happening at the Wells Fargo Center. But what the hell is the real direction of this hockey team? Because I have some serious questions. And if I wasn't all footballed up, I'd probably be...
There it is.
Oh, that was some
now,
good stuff.
Football? Thank you. I want to talk football. My hand's in the dirt, damn it. My hand is in the dirt thinking about my quarterback who's going to go beat Andy Reid's ass.
Sounds like he wants to talk.
Yeah. Bro, so how are you feeling about it? Does it mean anything more to you that it's Andy on the other side beating Andy Reid?
Yes. You kidding me? Yeah. Yes. 1,000%. And knowing Nick is such a competitor, you don't think he wants to beat Andy, not only just because of the loss a few years ago, but if Nick Sirianni wins this game, and he has 2 Super Bowl appearances in 3 years, and 1 Super Bowl to his name. He's the best Eagles coach in history, no?
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
He has a strong hold on it.
Yes.
But I think you still need you can't have the early exit like we had with Doug.
Yeah, he's got to be here, I think, 3 more years, 4 more years, and if he could do that and have some, I don't think he needs to win another Super Bowl or anything, but he needs to have a few. It can't go bad after winning the Super Bowl. I think Ike's right. It can't just take a downturn and he gets fired in 2 years. He's got to be at least 3-4 more years and have a couple of significant winning seasons in there, and I think he would be cemented as the best coach in Eagles history.
Yeah, and guess what? I think he could do if he can have this team rally and get to the Super Bowl this quickly after that collapse last year, and even the pain of losing a Super Bowl 2 years ago, it's hard to get up from that. So if he's able to do that, I mean, off of a Super Bowl win, hypothetically, we're good. I feel great. Look at this. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni. You kidding me? These two together? This is beautiful.
Yeah, who'd have guessed? Especially the end of last year, you know?
I know.
Jalen and Nick going hand in hand. I can't wait to see them not hug after the Super Bowl.
I'll put my hand up. Through the first 4 weeks, I was calling for Nick Sirianni to be gone. But once I saw his strengths, this dude's connection, the way I label it, I really think his togetherness and the family and the culture that he builds is equivalent to whatever Kyle Shanahan's sexiness is in regards to the scheme and Sean McVay with the pre-snap motion, all that awesome offense. Nick just has an elite skill set that's in a different way. And when he maximizes it, this team is unbelievable. He really does have an elite strength. It's just not the norm. You know, it's not the football, which is weird, but it works.
Well, it's certainly worked so far. And I would say the only difference is that you have to make sure that you find a good offensive coordinator as well, which is somebody like McVay, you don't need to do that.
Right, you don't worry about it.
Right, yeah. All right, Broads, when are you back on the air here?
Tonight, 10 o'clock. We got 4 hours, baby.
There you go, of Flyers tonight on WIP.
A little back-to-back, you know. Joel won't show up. I'll show up. Wednesday-Thursday action.
All right.
Ooh, boy.
Let's have your Flyers make the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
All right, buddy. All right, there he is. Hunter Brody. Broads. Thank you, Broads.
All right, Broads.
See you, fellas.
Broads 81 on Twitter is Broads.
He's a Kush man.
He's pumped up about the Eagles, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, a little thirsty.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, everybody's great.
Oh, the best ever.
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
Can someone just have a hard look at this thing?
Yeah. Homie, this ain't YouTube, you know?
Yeah, it's a real radio.
Yeah, come on.
It's the reason why you're here.
Well, y'all are rough, man.
Well, you just kept on and on. Knicks elite. This,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I will be much more willing to say Sirianni's elite than the quarterback.
Jalen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, Nick gets to go into elite status
sure.
as a coach?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm over it. I love Nick.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That's one bridge crossed.
Yeah.
He took the lesser of the two evils for you, huh?
Well, I like Nick.
Well, yep. Yeah. But you didn't.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm shocked he's still here, frankly. But yeah.
You forget I've been here with you the whole time.
Yeah, I do forget that. Yeah.
Well, Nick's got that. Nick's got the doofus. When you're winning, so when you're losing, the doofus stuff is very annoying. When you're winning, it's sort of charming. And I think that
how it goes.
The difference with from a personality standpoint, there's such an obvious difference between Nick and Jalen in that I feel like I know exactly who Nick is.
Nick's real. He doesn't mind being vulnerable and showing you his other side. It's kind of hard for him to keep that in.
Yes, that's been the issue. Is it keeping in the other
side? And by the way, Nick, if you win the Super Bowl, you can bring your kids to the podium. We can knock this.
Oh, please do.
You should. You should. It'd be a great moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all bullied the man out of having his kids at the podium championship.
There was one person who was Mike Sielski.
Well, I tell you, this show is out of control.
What?
We don't hide anything.
He's just
throwing out names.
Well, he called out Mike at the press conference.
He said it was his name. Yes. Yeah, he said Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Mike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. RC and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, RC?
Spike, Ike, Fritz, what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, RC?
Spike.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, let's get this straight. I had guys on Twitter telling me,
oh, no.
Don't let Spike off the hook. Go at him.
Oh, Twitter.
After my tweet on Sunday at you and DeCameron.
Wait, what was your – I don't know what your tweet was. What tweet was it?
I just said, what are you going to say now? What are you going to say about Jalen now?
He played great on Sunday. I already said times.
Okay, you've said it. You've said it 100 times.
Yeah.
You've said it 100 times, Spike.
Yeah.
But you continually – and Ike tried to put you in your place before long talking Chuck – today. He tried putting you in your place.
Yeah.
He tried putting you in your place because you want to put these guys, the Burrows and the Allen and the Lamars and those guys so far above him, yet they haven't won anything.
Well, so as of now, Jalen hasn't won. Jalen has won. Has not won a Super Bowl either. So
correct. I'm sorry. We're talking 2 weeks from now.
If they win, yes, I will give him credit for doing it. I don't understand. It doesn't make the other games go away. You know, like when he plays great.
Well, it's supposed to.
Well, when he plays great on this past Sunday, and they're like, well, see, and then all I have to do is point to the other games and go, well, these games exist too. They're all part of him. So
winning the Super Bowl should make some of those games.
Here's where it changes. Where it changes for me if they win the Super Bowl is I don't think they need to make a change in the next 3 years or 5 years to go back to there. They found a way to do this. That is different. But to me, that's different, and that's a change for me, RC. So you know, like I did not think they could do it with him there. I didn't. But that doesn't mean that he is automatically an elite quarterback. There's just a different thing. Dirk Nowitzki won a championship. Nobody said he's one of the four best players in the game. Jason Tatum won a championship last year. Nobody says he's one of the four best players in the game. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl. There's a lot of guys that do it. The thing that would change for me is, okay, we can do it this way. And that's good. That's more than I thought.
You don't think Jason Tatum is one of the best four player, five players in the game.
Well, I would go back and look now, but I don't think when he won the championship, nobody elevated him to that. You know,
that's because whatchamacallit won the MVP.
Jaylen Brown won the MVP. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I don't. I just think like
I would have Tatum as a top five player in the game.
I would have to go back and look. Yeah. It also changes it with Embiid, you know, not playing
course,
at all.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Know, and there's nobody there. So I don't know what you want me to say. I don't. And by the way, RC, I'm not saying they should get rid of him. And I'm not like I don't bring up these other guys unless I'm questioned on it. If you ask me who's better, I'm going to tell you who I think is better. That's just it. But it doesn't mean.
You're right. I think it's your definition of better with a pro athlete like Ike would contest. What do you mean better? You brought it up. You brought up Joe Flacco twice in this segment.
Yes.
Not just with me. You brought him up twice. How many Super Bowls did Joe Flacco go to? I'll wait.
He won one Super Bowl and he went to two.
How many? Okay.
He went to two? He went to one.
He went to one.
He went to one. Yeah. I was going to correct him. He went to one.
Okay.
He went to one. Okay. How many wins did Joe Flacco have in 5 years?
No, you're not listening to me, RC. You're not going to change my mind. We're here, and you're not going to change my. I respect your opinion, but I don't think winning the Super Bowl automatically makes you an elite quarterback. I just don't.
Does it make Nick Sirianni an elite head coach?
Yes. I think Nick Sirianni is an elite head coach. Not every head coach that has won a Super Bowl is an elite head coach.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Brian Billick is not elite head coach. Barry Switzer's not elite head coach. There's a lot of guys who have won Super Bowls that are not elite head coaches. We don't think Doug Peterson is elite head coach. Right? Here's what I'm saying. To me, an elite quarterback is a quarterback whose entire offense is based on what that quarterback does. They're the center of the offense. Jalen is not the center of this offense. Saquon is. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Who's the leader of the offense?
Well, it's not Jalen.
It's not Jalen. He doesn't make the checks.
Well, that's his job. But like in 22, when it was Jason Kelce making the checks, you didn't say he was the leader of the offense, did you?
I most certainly did.
Oh, stop. Stop. Just stop. It's okay. It's okay where he is. He's good. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yes.
You need to just, come on, Spike. You need to reevaluate this after they whip Andy Red.
Okay. Well, trust me. You are not the only person.
And they win the Super Bowl, yes. RC. We're going elite.
Yeah, we're going to have 4 months
of
it.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And then give me Madonna. Give me Madonna.
That's
a top one.
That's a great one. And that's when he said Madonna is, we're looking for people who are known only by one name, as it is Oprah's birthday, who is only known by one name.
So if I were to ask you,
oh boy, here, can I do Gaeta first?
Oh yeah, and yeah, then for sure. Yeah, I know you had one.
Yeah. So we will continue this after we talk about Gaeta. And it was freezing last week. You remember how cold it was? 5 degrees.
I do.
Your heating bill is going through the roof because you haven't replaced your old drafty windows. It's a shame. Your family is embarrassed by you. You should do, because you're going to complain about that high heating bill, too. It's time to replace your old drafty windows, your old drafty doors. And Gaeta is here to make it easy with their big winter sales event. How much easier? 40% off. All these things. 40% every window, off every window. Every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. And they give you free high-performance low-E glass. Every door, every garage door, front insulated entry door, 40% off. No money down to start the project. Interest-free financing up to a year. But it's a limited time, so call 877-GO-GUIDED now. They'll give you all the details on this, and they will also let you schedule a free in-home estimate, or you can go to goguided.com. That's goguida.com. All right, what were you?
I was going to say, with the quarterback thing, right?
Yeah.
So how much do you weigh the winning as a quarterback versus the other things?
It's important.
It's not the most important thing to you.
It's not.
Because that would be the elite thing that Jalen has over. He's never going to throw further than some of these guys. He's never going to run faster than some of these guys. So his measurables are what they are. But if he wins, that's his elite quality.
Winning to me is part of it. But so it's not like I'm comparing him to guys. There are Kirk Cousins, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
There are quarterbacks in Tony Romo, let's say. There are quarterbacks in Philip Rivers. There are quarterbacks in the history of the NFL who have put up a lot of numbers, whose offense have been based around them, but they didn't win enough to be an elite status.
Right.
These other guys I'm talking about, they have not won Super Bowls, but they win a lot of games, and they're always there. Josh Allen's always there. Patrick Mahomes, obviously there.
Sure, yeah.
Joe Burrow,
I would put him in the elite. Yeah. They're elite quarterbacks.
Yes.
I'm just saying, why wouldn't he be in that category? Even if you don't want to put him over those guys, you're saying that there's only four guys.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, but if he wins a Super Bowl and has gone to two, none of those guys, except for Joe Burrow, have even gone to one. How many guys right now still playing in the league, other than Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, have gone to two Super Bowls?
You're right. You're right. And it is part of it. But the reason that I have those guys at a different level, mm-hmm. and I think you would agree those guys are better too, or on some level.
Sure, yeah. They're all great quarterbacks.
Is that if I switch places with those guys, nobody wants to hear this, but if I took those guys and put them here and put Jalen and put them there,
right.
I think the Eagles are markedly better with all of those guys.
You may be right.
And I think that those teams are worse with Jalen, I think.
You may be right. And that may be because they possess different skill sets or better. Their skill set may be better than his. My only point is that you can make room for more elite quarterbacks. They don't get to hoard the room and nobody else comes in the elite quarterback room.
Somebody could get in there. Yeah, for sure.
Well, if this dude wins the Super Bowl and he's gone to two and none of the other guys have even made one or even let alone gone to two, think about this, right? All the quarterbacks in this league, all the numbers all these guys put up, Patrick Mahomes is the only one that's gone to multiple Super Bowls with Jalen Hurts. Like, who else has gone to multiple Super Bowls? I mean, Russell has, but sure. That's been a decade.
They're still playing?
Yeah, right? So Russell, the only one that's still playing. We know how long ago it was that he went.
Because Rodgers is only one, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so here's the thing that it would change for me, right? Is I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I would definitely buy into the stuff he does winning wise, yeah. And I think that stuff that become more amplified. The one thing I wanted to bring up is Big Ben.
Okay,
because was Big Ben ever an elite quarterback, or like how is he viewed during
yes,
that time?
He was in the elite class.
He went to two Super Bowls, which
yes.
was and he won one.
Yes,
and that's what Jalen is on the precipice of doing.
Why? Because here's why I would ask why wouldn't and I argue for Big Ben. Because I can appreciate Big Ben winning, even though the first Super Bowl wasn't necessarily driven by him. He solidified himself by winning another one. Yeah, you say I was young, they carried me, yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? I went back and I won the Super Bowl. I led the team to the Super Bowl. So I had Big Ben. Why wouldn't I have Big Ben in the elite status?
So let me ask you this. You've thrown to me if Jalen goes and wins Super Bowl mm-hmm. MVP.
And this is all assuming that he wins.
Right.
Yep.
Whatever. Let's say they win the Super Bowl and the game looks like the Rams game.
And let's say Saquon's the MVP.
Saquon's the MVP. He runs for 178 yards, blah, 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 blah. You know, Jalen doesn't turn it over, but Jalen doesn't right. do anything spectacular. You know,
like
that's
most
a
Jalen
stronger argument
this year.
In your favor.
Right.
Because what you would say is that he was there, he contributed, but he wasn't the driving force. And that's why you wouldn't have him in the elite
yes.
category. I still believe, because, and here's why I do agree with Nick Sirianni, and it's not just lip service. The primary job for a quarterback is to win football games. Or in other words, don't cost your team football games. Now, there are special quarterbacks that can do it with lesser talent around them and they can carry guys. My favorite quarterback to me was the greatest thrower of the football.
Marino.
And Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Yes. And as much as I wanted him in that elite status quarterback, look what he had to do to be there. Because the winning part matters. And when you do, now, and that's why I asked you, how much does it weigh in your decision? Because for some people, the winning matters more than the other stuff. And that's why they would have him as an elite quarterback, i.e. Troy Aikman was in the elite quarterback group in the 90s.
Now
he won multiple.
Now, if John Elway had retired before he won his two Super Bowls, mm-hmm. I still think he would be looked at as being an elite quarterback.
Sure.
And Dan Marino
like Marino,
was an elite quarterback as well. So I think it is part of it,
okay,
for sure.
That's fair.
You know, so that's where it is. But we will have how many months to debate this after the Super Bowl? Holy
moly.
Well,
if we don't win it, we won't have we won't be able to debate it.
Yeah, we'll have different debates.
Well, some people will.
We will have different debates. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today is, does it potentially beating Andy Reid in the Super Bowl still matter to you? The voting has changed. 57% say yes, and 43% say no.
Ah,
so the yes has gone down.
Yes.
The yes has gone down.
Ah, people are listening.
All right. So Baldy next. We're joined by Brian Baldinger, and we're going to get two out of Baldy right before the Super Bowl. We got this one and the next one. So
we'll be down there.
Oh, we'll get to see Baldy.
Yeah, we get everybody on radio.
Well, and Baldy's at the Senior Bowl right now.
Oh,
he's doing football.
He's,
man.
Football stuff. He's all geared up.
And, dude, in New Orleans, if you want to tag along with somebody, Baldy knows how to party. Baldy knows how to party.
Give him one night.
Yeah. Yeah, got to head home the next night.
Yeah.
Maybe have Broads do the show afterwards. So Baldy joins us next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.